how much do you really know about the elusive Natasha Romanoff?
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is Cinema Classics.
Yeah.
And this is the year of the woman. And I've got two women that I truly admire out in Black Widow.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yep.
And Florence Pugh. Have you seen them?
Have I seen them? Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Okay.
It's quite good.
All right. I wouldn't say you're well-schooled in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You're right.
So when you approach a film like this,
yes,
do you enjoy it on its own merits? Do you understand how it fits into the larger scheme?
The techniques, particularly in the cinematography.
Okay.
I'm interested in the CGI.
Okay.
And I'm interested to see if they can develop character with all that rigmarole going on around
right.
them. And they do.
Okay,
actually,
good.
That's part of the genius is that they can do all of those calisthenics and then come through with character. Not enough for me, obviously. It's not
right.
an art film.
That's what I was going to... My follow-up question was going to be, I know that there's this general perception of Johansson's Black Widow character as having been... underserved all these years, sex potted up and given short shrift to the antics. Do they rectify that problem here?
You get more of her, but one of my lamentations is neither one of them, either Johansson or Pugh, is given enough to show the real talent they have.
Yeah.
I have seen Scarlett in Lucy. Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
That sci-fi that came out? She carries the whole film.
Yeah.
She's compensated by the fact that this is the second time she's made $20 million on a movie.
Wow.
And that's what she made for Black Widow.
That's
Jim
Carrey, 1994 money.
I mean, I'm sure that most of the Vin Diesel types are getting that. But,
Vin Diesel shouldn't be getting anything.
I think I knew it.
Vin Diesel should
see, I know all the buttons to push for you.
You know what I would love is to see Vin Diesel collect an unemployment check. What Marvel has really wisely done this past decade or so is cast these really great actors in these roles,
yes.
right? So when the writing fails the characterization element of it, they can depend on these very skilled performers to lend humanity to these performances that wouldn't otherwise have.
Another one of my sorrows in this is that for both of these ladies, their energies are sucked away by these films. So that, and you know how much time it takes them to do that. I think that there's a waste of their talent, not in the sense in that movie. They do as well as they can in that movie, and you're quite right. They care when the script is poor, they still carry it. But in the end, they're spending a year or two of their lives on something that's hardly artistically worthy
mm-hmm.
of their talent.
Well, did you see this recently where Stephen Dorff, he criticized Scarlett Johansson for being in films like this said he's embarrassed for her. Now, meanwhile, this is the guy that played the villain in Blade. But great actors can do this stuff. Great movie stars can do this stuff. And still, hey, it was just a couple years ago, she was brilliant in Jojo Rabbit and gave that really nuanced, lovely performance
how about
as the mom.
Early on, Lost in Translation.
And Lost in Translation is one of the iconic movies of the last 20 years.
Yeah,
right?
So she has done it. I just see her time as valuable. And if she's going to spend this much time on this, I would much prefer
I'm
her
sure
to be in
this
an art
is
film.
Her, I think she's transitioning away from this whole kind of spectacle, and she'll do some Florence Pugh.
Yes.
Who is extraordinarily talented.
Yes. Little Women.
Movies like Little Women and Midsommar.
Oh, Midsommar, good one.
Up and coming like Scarlett Johansson was early in her career, this would be like catching her at her Lost in Translation moment, transitioning her to these effects-driven spectacles, handing the torch off to
Pugh. Yeah, I agree. I can see Johansson still at the top of her game, moving on to more artful and producing. I mean, I think she's a producer of Black Widow.
Yeah, she
is. She's already at that stage.
Right.
How would you sit there and say, no, I just don't need this $20 million. You get somebody else. How do you do that? You don't do that. But I would like to say that I'm going to be reviewing the Gunpowder Milkshake.
Okay.
In which we have another female duo, this time mom and daughter. Women are at the fore now. I guess we're here to introduce the concept that female duos are not going away. Although we hoped that Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid didn't go away, but they did.
They returned as Thelma and Louise.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.